तस्मै श्री गुरवे नमः। समस्त जन कल्याणे निरतं करुणामयं नमामि चिन्मयं देवं सद्गुरुं ब्रह्मविद्वरं वसुदेवसुतं देवं कंसचारुणमर्दनं देवकी परमानन्दं कृष्णं वन्दे जगद्गुरुं कृष्णं वन्दे जगद्गुरुम्।
इफ यू वॉन्ट टू चेक वेदर आई एम ए सात्विक पर्सन और ए राजसिक और ए तामसिक पर्सन, लॉर्ड सेज दैट यू चेक दीज डायल्स। डायल नंबर वन, पूजा। व्हाट टाइप ऑफ पूजा आर यू डूइंग? आर यू डूइंग देव पूजा? देन यू आर सात्विक। If you are doing the puja of yaks and rakshas, then you are rajasik. If you are doing the bhoot preet puja, you are tamasik. Not only the puja, then he says, you check your ahar, your food also. So he gave the details of sattvic food, rajasik food and tamasik food. In case you are taking tamasik food or rajasik food, you can switch to sattvic food. Then he gave the detail of yajna also. There are yajna, sattvic, rajasic and tamasic. After that he has picked up tapa. Tapa, he has said, there are three types of tapa. One is the body level, another at the speech level, and the third is at the mind level. That we discussed in our last class. It said, देव द्विज गुरु प्राज्ञ पूजनम शौचम आर्जवम ब्रह्मचर्म हिंसा च शारीरम तप उच्यते। दिस इज शारीरम तप। व्हाट यू हैव टू डू विथ योर ग्रॉस बॉडी? यू हैव टू वर्शिप देवता, द्विज ब्राह्मण, गुरु अध्यात्म गुरु एंड प्राज्ञ द वाइज पीपल, दे शुड बी वर्शिप्ड। शौचम, देर शुड बी क्लीनलीनेस आउटसाइड एवरीवेयर अराउंड यू ऑल्सो। And arjavam, arjavam means gentle, straightforward. It's not that you should be akad ke chalna like this. No, should be gentle. Then brahmacharya, ahimsa, ahimsa, not hurting any being. Brahmacharya controls on your indriya. Sariram tap uchyate, this is sariram tap. Then vangmaya tapam uchyate. Sloka number 15 says, what is this vangmaya tapa? It is said, an udvekaram vakyam satyam priyam hitam chayat. That your all speech should be what? Satyam. And that satyam also, when you speak, it should be an udvekaram vakyam, should not hurt other. If it is going to hurt, don't speak. And that should be priyam, it should be pleasing. Hitam, beneficial. So when you speak, you say that these all four conditions are met. All four, Shankaracharya says, all four are to be met. Then it is a vangmaya tap. This is the art of speaking. Swadhyaya abhyasanam. Swadhyaya, the practice, you are continuously, you are studying the scripture, chanting, slokas, these are all swadhyaya. This is all vangmaya tapa. Then at the mind level, it is said, mana prasada saumyattam maunam atma vinigraha bhava sansuddhiriteta tapo manasam ucchate. This is the mansik tapa. What is the mana prasada? Mind should be peaceful, shanta, manasa prasanti swachata padanam manasa prasad. Your mind should be pure. When the mind is pure, it is peaceful. When mind is impure, it is always agitated, continuously agitated. Mana prasad. Saumyatvam, it should be pleasing, good hearted. Maunam, maunam. Maunam is the tap at the mind level, not at speech level. Maunam. How it is controlled? If the because the speech is controlled by the mind. Whatever you think, then you speak. So it is a tapas at the mental level. Atma vinigraha. Atma vinigraha, again, control of mind, that is senses. In maunam, it is particularly said one indriya. Atma vinigraha means general quietude of mind, sama. Bhava sansuddhi iteta tapo manasam uchyate. Bhava sansuddhi. Your mind should be pure. Whatever you think, whatever you speak and you act, it should be in one line. In society you will find many people are like that. They think something, they will speak something and they will do something altogether different. That is not bhava sansuddhi. It should be. Now, he didn't say about which one is sattvic, which one is rajasic, which one is tamasic. Saririk tap, vangmay tap, and manasik tap. Which one will be said to be a sattvic tap, or a rajasic tap, or a tamasic tap? Now he says that. Sloka number 17.
Shraddhaya paraya taptam.
Shraddhaya paraya taptam.
Tapas trividam naraihi.
Tapas trividam naraihi.
Aphalakanshi bhir yuktaihi. Sattvikam parichakshate.
Shraddhaya paraya taptam. Tapastat trividam narai.
Aphalakanshi bhir yuktaihi. Sattvikam parichakshate.
Sattvikam parichakshate. Shankaracharya says, kathayanti sishtaha. The wise people say, this is sattvik. What is that? Narai. Narai means which is practiced by human beings. Sattvikam sraddha paraya. And their sraddha is sattvikam sraddha paraya. The faith in whom? Faith in Guru, Shastra and Ishwar, three things. You have to have faith in scripture, Shastra, you have to have faith in Guru who explains that and faith in the Lord. Then it is Shraddha. And this Shraddha has to be Sattvik. So if you do with such Shraddha, then it is Sattvik Shraddha Parayam. Aphalakanchi vi yuktahi. Aphalakanchi. You are not expecting any fruit of action. Then it becomes sattvik. Without expecting fruit of action. Very difficult, no? I am doing tapas, but I am not expecting anything. But know it for sure, result will come. Because you are doing tapas, result will definitely come. Apalakanchi. At the time of Yajna also it was said Apalakanchi. Yajna, when we discussed, at that time also it came, it was said that If you are doing yajna without any expectation of result, then that is sattvic. Mahatma always says, let all good work be done by me, but I should never come to know about it. Ego should not come in me. Let this body, let the Lord make this body as an instrument. Let all good work be done by me, but the ego should not come in me that I am doing. That is how the Mahatma, they act in this world. What is this tapa? Samahit chittam is tapa. And it is said, manasa indriyanam ekagraham param tapa. This is param tap. What is? If you can control your mind and senses and you put it into the Lord, you are thinking about the Lord, then this is param tapa, the greatest tapa. So it requires sattvic shraddha. If you are meditating on the Lord, for that sattvic shraddha, faith, sattvic faith, that Guru, Ishwar and Shastra, whatever they say, they are true, that shraddha is there, then it happens. So one thing you should note here, that Lord has not said any particular type of tapa. He has not mentioned, not any single type of tapa, that you should do this tapa. He has not mentioned it. Those who are strong and helping, they should do this tapas. Then it is said, tapa iti tapo nitya iti paura srishti. Only tap should be there, and by that tap you can reach your goal. By tapa you can reach your goal. Is there any example? Yes, there is an example. In Bhagavatam it comes, Brahmaji went first, came from the Navi of Mahavishnu. Then at that time what happened? There was nothing. He was supposed to create the whole world. What should he do? He has forgotten last time what he has done. Then he heard tapa. Tap. But who said that tap? He could not find out who said that tap. And he started doing the tapas. And the result of that tap was that he was able to come to the abode of Lord Narayan. Sakshat Darshan, he could see. And he got the knowledge of creation from him also. This is tapa. Sattvic tapa. What is rajasic tapa? Next one.
Satkaramana pujartham.
Satkaramana pujartham.
Tapodambhena chaivayata.
Tapodambhena chaivayata.
Kriyate tadiham proktam. Kriyate tadiham proktam. Rajasam chalamadhruvam. Rajasam chalamadhruvam.
Satkaramana pujartham. Tapodambena chaivayata. Kriyate tadiha proktam. Rajasam chalamadhruvam.
Rajasik tap. It is just opposite of sattvic tap. In sattvic tap it was said, apalakanchi, no expectation of result. But here in the rajasic tap, it is expectation. What is expectation? Satkar. First one is satkar. I should be prayed. There should be red carpet treatment when I come. Satkar hona chahiye hamara. How? Sadhu ayam tapasvi, the sadhu is coming, he is the greatest tapasvi, he should be introduced like that, satkar. Then this type of dosh or shortcoming was in Naradji also. Once upon a time Naradji also was thinking, mera satkar nahi ho raha hai. Satkar. A person was sitting on a bench next to a person in a garden, then something fell from his hand. The other person immediately picked up and gave it to the person, and that person just smiled and started doing his reading, whatever he was doing. After some time he says, did you say something to me? I said, no, I didn't say anything. Again after 10 minutes, did you say? I thought you said thank you to me. Expecting return. Man means wants honor, respect. Pratyuthan abhivadan. When I come, you should all get up. We used to do in India when a school teacher used to come. Also, I don't know whether they do it here or not. No? Chi. Pratyuthana. Respect. You see, the teacher doesn't want it. Teacher is not expecting. Gurudev used to tell about this. I remember it is written maybe somewhere in Kindle life. He used to visit colleges here for lectures and all that. One day he went to a college and he was supposed to address the student there, and the students were sitting with their legs and with the boots on their table. And he is sitting there to address them. He found out they think because they are paying fees, he is being paid. That is their attitude. Because we are paying the fees, that is the respect to the guru they give here. Anyway, so here Pratyuthan Abhivadanam, they expect. This is Rajasik. You see, Daksha Prajapati, if you don't give, they feel insulted. Daksha Prajapati was performing a yajna. When he entered the yajna sala, I am not telling you the whole story of how the Parvati ji and Lord Shiva came. They were not invited. But Parvati ji insisted, no, he is doing such a big yajna. He might have forgotten and all that, this and that. And both came. And Shiva, as you know, always meditating. In yajna sala, he was also meditating. When Daksha Prajapati came inside, everybody got up, except Lord Shiva. Then Daksha Prajapati felt very insulted. Insulted by what? Pratyuthan Abhivadanam. Everybody should get up when I come in. And Lord Shiva, being his son-in-law, he didn't get up. So Daksha Prajapati was very angry. Then puja. Puja is, Shankaracharya said, Pad Prakshalan Archana. When I come in, people should come and wash my feet and all that. Normally, in India we do it, no? When the Brahman comes in the olden time they used to come walking a long distance. Before they enter house, what to wash your feet and all that. Pad Prakshalan. So a Rajasic person will expect that. In the Brahmachari course, when all Brahmachari join, so first of all, when they see Swamiji's and Acharya, they see Bhiksha is coming for Acharya and all that. Or people are prostrating, touching their feet, or giving them gifts. So they are very much fascinated, oh, this will happen to us, so therefore I should continue to study. But after some time they see that the same Swamiji eating the dry roti also, purana basi roti bhi khate hai, when nobody brings bhiksha. Sometimes that also happens. So people see only this thing, pujartham. Then dambha, show off, external show off. Why they are doing the tapa? For fame. I don't know you will be able to see here or not, in India you will find. For little thing, they will sit down, strike, hunger strike, politicians. Whole day, whenever the public is there, they are sitting, eating nothing. Then after that, behind the thing, everything is there, juice. They will drink juice and everything. Damba, fame. And doing tapas for getting reward or award, that also is. If the aim is that, I want this, for this I am doing the tapa, then it is Rajasik tapa. Chalam adruvam. How long this tapa continues? Chalam. So long the people are there. It is fleeting and temporary. So long the people are seeing that I am doing hunger strike. People are gone. Khatam. Tapa is gone. adhruvam. This type of tap will give you finite result. Because you are expecting result, the result will be also finite, adhruvam. What is tamasic tap?
मूढग्राहेणात्मनोयत पीडया क्रियते तपः परस्योत्सादनार्थं वा तत्तामसमुदारितम् तत्तामसमुदारितम् मूढग्राहेणात्मनोयत पीडया क्रियते तपः परस्योत्सादनार्थं वा तत्तामसमुदारितम्
तत्तामस उदाहृतम् दैट इज सेड टू बी अ तामसिक तप व्हाट इज दैट मूढग्राहेण आत्मनो यत पीड़या मूढ़ग्रहण मीन्स शंकराचार्य जी से अविवेकन निश्चयन फुलिशनेस इज देयर अविवेक इट इज अ डिल्यूशन यू हैव नॉट थॉट प्रॉपरली एट द मेंटल लेवल यू हैव डिसाइडेड यू हैव नॉट कंसल्टेड योर इंटेलेक्ट योर माइंड शुड बी अंडर द कंट्रोल ऑफ इंटेलेक्ट विदाउट कंसल्टिंग योर इंटेलेक्ट मेरे मन में आया कर दिया खत्म Then after that you repent. क्या किया हमने? I should not have done. यत पीड़िया क्रियते, torturing your body, and the purpose is not clear. They want some power, but they have not consulted the शास्त्र. शास्त्र will tell you if you want this power, you do this thing, this 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 thing. Examples of this: Ravan did tapas to bring Kailash to Lanka. Abhiveki, foolishness. He was a Shiv Bhakta. He wanted the whole Kailas should come to Lanka. People do fasting before releasing movie. Ek mahina fast karenge so that it should be a hit film. Upavasa. Or film star, they will cut out and do the Abhisheka. Cut out of the Huayama. This has all happened. Abhisheka of the actor or actress, Abhishek karo. Cut out. Abhisheka. Hiranyakashipu did the tapas, I should not die. And he put all the conditions. In daytime, in the night time, inside, outside, by animal or by man. By this, this, that, not a condition. Abhiveka. Then Bhasmasur did the tapas and got the boon from? Lord Shiva, avivek tapa, for destroying others, is it not so? Jiske sir par haath rakhenge galt. Avivekha. Then you will find many Mahatmas, here you will not find, they pierce a pin here. Always the tongue is outside and they will put a stick type of thing, will not speak. Or Maunam, 10 years Maunam. Or Mahatma sitting for the whole life, he will not get up, he will not stand. Different type of tapas they do. But the scripture said, aprayatnat prayatno va mudho napnoti nibritim tattva nishchaya matrena pragyo bhavati nibritim. Nibriti, realization. Realization will not happen whether you do something or you do not do that. You will never get Atma Tattva by any action. Whether you do any action or you don't do any action, it is not related with the Atman. How you will get that Atman? Tattva Nishena Matrena alone, by only vichar, only by analysis, by thinking, you will get that Atma Tattva. Here there is no purpose, that the body is being tortured, it is tamasic tap. Why they are doing? Parasyo utsadanartham va anyasya nasaya. They want to destroy others. They want to do black magic. They are torturing themselves and they want to destroy others. That is the purpose. And the classic example given by Mahatma, hailstorms, when they come, they themselves die and they destroy the crop also. There was one Mahatma, you have listened to this real incident in Uttarkashi. He used to stand in the Ganges whole day from sunrise to sunset, facing the sun in the cold water. Why? Tapovanji Maharaj notices for a long time, then send our Gurudev Swami Chinmayanand. Jao pooch ke ao kya kar raha wo? Why is doing such tapas? Then Gurudev went and said, Maharaj, aap to bahut bada tap kar rahe hain. Please tell me why you are doing this tapa. So he said, in my village, the Jamindar is not a good person. I am doing this tapas so that I can become Jamindar of that village. Purpose of tapas. Want to destroy the existing Jamindar? He wants to become Jamindar. Torturing his body, and the aim is to destroy others. But what is the best tapas? Tell me the best tapas. Sab kuch bataya aapne. What should I do? So it says, Swa Ashram Bihitam Karma is the best tapas. Swa Ashram Bihitam Karma. According to your ashram, according to your position, whatever duty has been allotted to you, do it honestly. That is the best tapas. And it is not easy, because you have to do it 24/7. You have to fulfill your duties. That tapas is the highest tapas. How do you say that? Suppose there is an ashram. Like in Pavai, we have got ashram. In that ashram, we have got the security guards there. In the office, the technicians are working on the computer. Then in the Anna Chetra, cooking person, cook is cooking. The sweepers are there to clean the gardens and all that. Gardener is there. Each one is doing the swadharma. Gardener is doing the gardening. The cook is doing the cooking. Watchman is doing the security thing, and the pandit is doing the puja. Now if you send this watchman to become pujari, jao puja karo. And pujari, you send it to the computer room. You send the cook for gardening. What will happen? It will be a kiosk there. They all have to do the swadharma. Similarly, whatever dharma Lord has given us, according to our position and according to our ashram, we have to fulfill that dharma. Now, what is dana? So we have seen puja, three types of puja, three types of ahar, sattvic, rajasic, tamasic ahar. We have seen three types of yajna, sattvic, rajasic, tamasic. We have seen tapa also, tapa at three levels. Saririk, vachik, and mansik tapa. And tapa also of three types. Aphalakanshi, where you are not expecting any fruit of action, is sattvic. When you are expecting fruit, it is rajasic. And when it is your tapa is to destroy others and you are torturing your own body, it is tamasik tapa. Now, what is dhanam?
Dhatavyamiti yad dhanam.
Dātavyamiti yad dānam
dīyate anupakārine
dīyate anupakārine
deshe kāle cha pātre cha deshe kāle cha pātre cha tad-dānam sātvikam smṛtam Dātavyamiti yad dānam dīyate anupakārine deshe kāle cha pātre cha tad dānam sattvikam smṛtam.
That dāna is sattvik. what is that? Dātavyam iti dānam. It is my duty to give. Mark the word, it is my duty to give. Dātavyam. Next is dīyate anupakārine. I am not expecting any return for this. Dīyate anupakārine. I am giving, but I am not expecting from the recipient any return. No return from the recipient. Dese kale che patre, we have to check the des, the place we are giving, the kal, the time when we are giving, patra, the person who is give, to whom we are giving. Three things are to be checked. Dese kale patre, tat danam sattvikam, that is sattvik dan. What is dan? Why is it necessary? Why so much importance is given to dan? We have to understand this. We will not be able to complete this sloka first. First thing we have to know, what can we give as dan? What can we give? Only thing which you own. Anything which you own can you give, only can give, na? A person went to a party. Let us take a birthday party. Father with the child went there. And normally you take a gift. But they didn't take any gift. They went to that party place or the home of that child. And then the father was seeing here and there, they saw on the table a Nataraj Murti, he picked up and wrapped it up and happy birthday to you. Then after the party was over, they opened. Well, we have got the Nataraj, we have already got one, now it is pair, go and let us see and put it there, it will be pair, we will keep it on there. They found that the Nataraj is missing from there. The first thing we have to understand, we can give only what we own. Gurudev said, you have to earn that before you give. It should be your property. Don't say, tadiyam vastu govindam tubhyam eva samarpanam, tera tujhko arpan. When you are going to the birthday party, tera tujhko arpan. उसके घर से लेकर उसी को दे दो, तेरा तुझको अर्पण. What belongs to me? Next question. What belongs to me? Truly speaking, nothing belongs to you. Nothing belongs to you. Everything belongs to the Lord. फिर तो छुट्टी है. फिर देना किसको है? Nothing is to be given, nothing belongs to me. But do you agree at this point of time, nothing belongs to you? Do you believe in that, everything belongs to the Lord? No, that I don't believe. We think this house, this car, this investment, this bank balance, it belongs to me. Usme se do. If you think this belongs to you, share it. Give it from there. But truly speaking, in the whole world, nothing belongs to you. Your house also doesn't belong to you. Thakur Ramakrishna used to say, before you became the owner of this house, it was owned by somebody. And after you leave this world, the same house will be owned by somebody else. Nothing belongs. One thing is there which belongs to us, which does not belong to Lord also. Tell me, what is that? Your own ego. That you can give. How you can give? We'll see that. In Isavasya Upanishad it is said, Isavasmi idagam sarvam yat kincha jagatyam jagat tena taktena bhunjita magrid kasya suddhanam. Whose wealth is this? Think that. Everything belongs to the Lord. If everything belongs to the Lord, and if you are giving, really what you are giving only a thought. Is it not so? If everything belongs to the God or Lord, then what are you giving? You are giving a thought only. That's all. I cannot give anything to the Lord. When we come and we say, you see, at three places you should never go empty-handed. What are those three places? When you visit a sick person in the hospital, you must carry something with you, some fruit, something. Or when you are visiting a baby, a small child, then also you should carry something. When you are visiting temple, you must give something to the temple. Or when you are visiting Acharya or Swami, you must take something with you, always. So I can't give wealth to the Lord, but what I can give? I can give the thought of belonging, that's all. Everything belongs to the Lord. What I am giving? The money which you have got, it belongs to the Lord. I am giving only the thought of belonging, nothing else. Therefore, this is Daan, this is the purpose of Daan. Therefore, share. You all know the Raja Bali. When in Vaman Avatar, Lord came, he wanted only three steps. He said, yes, I have got wealth. Lelo! You want only three steps, na? Lelo! And in two steps, the Lord measured whole world. Then he said, third step, batao kahan rakhe? He gave ego. He said, yahan rakho. Take my ego. I thought this belongs to me. Whole world, this property, kingdom belong to me. He thought that way. So nothing belongs to us. Everything belongs to Lord. What we can give, the best daan is Atmanivedanam. Atmanivedanam, giving the everything what we have got. Oh Lord, whole world is your. This body, mind, equipment also is yours also, and I will serve you. This is the best daan. Then you can say, Tadiyam Vastu Govindam Tubhyam Eva Samarpanam. Everything belongs to you, and I am surrendering myself. Atmanivedanam. Suppose I am not able to understand everything belongs to the Lord. Many people don't understand. Okay, whatever you think it is your property, from there you give. Why? Your possessiveness, your mamata and ahamta will come down. The more you accumulate, the more ego will be there. More possessiveness will be there. If you start sharing, then it will start reducing your mamata, possessiveness, and ahamta, ego. And one day you will realize, Data ek Ram, Bhikari sari dunya. One day you will realize that only the giver is only one person, Ram, and all others are beggar. These are stages of evolution. If I think this belongs to me, okay, then share. But one day you will realize that everything belongs to the Lord. What I am giving? I am giving only my thought of belonging. Nothing else I am giving. It is said, Satesu jayate sura sahastresu panditah vakta das sahastresu data bhavati vana vaha. Satesu jayate sura. Out of 100, one may be sur. Sur means the strong person, with the person with the strength. Sahastresu pandita, a scholarly person will be in 1,000, scholarly. And vakta das sahastresu, all the scholars cannot be a good orator. A good orator will be a scholar, it will be found in 10,000 odd people. But data bhavati vanava, but there is no surety that there will be a donor or not. See, apply, you see in the society, you will find whatever these people have said, the wise people have said earlier, it's true. So data is rare. Giving is a great virtue. Databhyam iti yaddanam. I must give. Why I must give? Because whole life you have taken only. You have taken from the society whole life. Is it not the time to repay to the society? When we took birth, everything was ready in this world. Who gave that? Somebody has given, somebody has made. Is it my not duty to repay? Yes, it is my duty to repay. Databhyam iti. You see, in a mall, a child entered and he saw that there was a toy on the top shelf. And the child, by 4 or 5 years, was seeing the top shelf like this. A tall man came, he saw that child wants toy from there. The tall man gave the child. You want this? Yes. Immediately child said, do you want anything from the lower shelf? You don't have to bend. Databhyamiti, that should be the bhav in us. Why should I give daan? Databhyamiti, it is my duty to give. Why duty? Because I got from the society. Whole life I took it. Always we have taken. Kabhi aise kiya? Diya bhi hai kabhi? No. We'll see more about daanam. Om Purnamada Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vasishyate Om Shanti 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 Hari Om Sri Guru Bhyo Namah Hari Om.